According to a bipartisan task force, the Bush administration needs to do a better job of going after the Al-Qaeda network's money-raising operation. A report released today by the Council on Foreign Relations says Saudi Arabia is the source of most of Al-Qaeda's financing. Still, that report says the Bush administration has been reluctant to challenge the Saudis about that fundraising. Administration officials and some Saudi experts say the group's conclusions are flawed. NPR's Tom Gelton reports.
From the beginning of its war on terrorism, the Bush administration has stressed the importance of going after al-Qaeda's financing, and the Council on Foreign Relations Task Force praises the administration's initial efforts in that regard. But the task force says it was important for the administration to maintain pressure on key U.S. allies, and in one case, that of Saudi Arabia, the task force concludes the Bush administration failed to make the progress it needed to make. The task force charges that Saudi authorities turn a blind eye to al-Qaeda fundraising in the kingdom. Lee Walosky, co-director of the task force, says the Saudis are not adopting the reforms needed to go after the sources of al-Qaeda funds.
There's no indication that the Saudis have taken significant steps to improve their regulatory and enforcement infrastructure that will better enable them to combat this problem over the long term.
But the council report is almost as hard on the Bush administration. The task force says the administration, quote, appears to have made a policy decision not to use the full power of U.S. influence to pressure or compel other governments to combat terrorist financing more effectively. A spokesman for the Treasury Department, Robert Nichols, says the task force analysis is seriously flawed. Nichols says the task force did not have underlying classified information to determine how the financial war on terrorism is going. Some Saudi experts are also challenging the task force finding. Charles Freeman, a former U.S. ambassador to Saudi Arabia, argues that Osama bin Laden and his al-Qaeda network are out to destroy the Saudi royal family. So why, Freeman says, should the Saudi authorities turn a blind eye to the network?
Anybody who thinks the Saudi monarchy is lenient about flows of money to its principal enemies has not been to Saudi Arabia and is saying something which is inherently illogical and demands proof.
Lee Walosky of the task force argues that U.S. efforts to go after al-Qaeda's money operation should not be all behind the scenes. Walosky says the issue of going after al-Qaeda financing needs to be put at the top of the U.S. agenda in working with the Saudi government.
In other words, that these matters no longer be dealt with in the shadows. They no longer be dealt with in a clandestine manner, that they be dealt with openly, directly, and forcefully by the U.S. government. That no other matters on the bilateral agenda, oil, Iraq, anything else, interfere with a forceful articulation and clarification of steps that have been taken and steps that have not been taken, and steps that need to be taken to address this issue in the kingdom.
The Saudi government itself is bristling at today's report from the Council on Foreign Relations. In a statement released late today, the Saudi ambassador to the United States, Prince Bandar bin Sultan, said, quote, government officials who are privy to current law enforcement efforts know and appreciate the close cooperation the United States and Saudi Arabia have in the war on terrorism. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.